Is this going to cause an argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I am the host of this podcast that is in its seventh season and joining
me. Is it seven?
Seventh, yeah.
God dang.
The twins are turning seven. We're in our seventh year. And I'm joined by my co-host and husband of almost 15 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Anthony Tanksley, the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. I'm also known as Tank, That Heifer, Tank of Tanks Riders, CEO and President of Man Shit.
Yes, yes.
Doing the things. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything. We talk about family. We talk about relationships. We talk about vacations. We talk about y'all, them, any and everything we want to talk about. That's what we talk about on this podcast every week.
And we have some wonderful sponsors who help make this podcast happen. They help us be able to buy new equipment, keep this going, have my husband be able to do this full time. And those three sponsors this episode are...
Audible, every plate. A true bill.
Yes, so we'll tell you more about them and how you can check them out. And when you do, use our sponsors, use their services.
Absolutely.
It ultimately helps support, the podcast.
Yes, when you support them, you support us, so we greatly appreciate it.
We definitely have some very important people in the building. VIPs
off up in this piece.
Immediate family members.
They walk past the red velvet. What's it called? The velvet rope.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And those people are our Patreon. They are able to watch us film this live, watch us stumble, watch us have arguments that were definitely not planned.
Watch us stumble over this intro.
Oh, my God, today.
They saw it in live, right?
Yes.
Right now.
Yes. For the low, low of $5, you too can be a part of this by going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Come on, join. Be a part of that immediate family that's watching us right now. They might take this conversation in any direction. We don't know.
Oh, my God.
The stuff that be coming out these heifers' mouths.
So, we love to start our podcast off with a segment called What I Love, What I Hate. That's not what it's called. It's called In My Feelings. What I Love and What I Hate is a segment I used to have on my YouTube channel where you can actually watch this podcast that you came to TV.
Yeah, reach. Do that reach. Make it full circle.
No, it is, though. What I Love and What I Hate. I used to do those videos.
For y'all that's listening, you should have seen the look on my face like, what?
I know. In My Feelings is what our segment is called, though.
Yeah.
And it's how we are able, amen, to express what didn't either piss us off and what's got us feeling good. Amen. Yarabose. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So, would you like to start, my love?
Yeah, I'll start. So, quick second, huh? What's got me feeling some type of way? Some of y'all might know. I posted it on my Instagram. Our washer went out. And when I tell you, it didn't go out. It started working randomly. And when I went to check on it, it was dead. This is what happened. I did a load of laundry. I put like some sheets and towels and everything in there. And then earlier in the day yesterday, actually, I heard it. I could tell it was off balance because our washer's on the second floor. So I could hear it like jumping around. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to go rebalance it. Forgot to do it. So last night, I'm in bed and I always have trouble falling asleep anyway. But it's about 2:30, 3 o'clock and I hear water like going down a drain. And I'm listening. I'm like, all right, maybe one of the sons got to use the bathroom or something. No. Then I can hear the pump like it's trying to pump water out of the washer. And I'm like, is the washer running right now? I was about to wake up Angel to see if she started a load. I know she didn't. So I went in there. As I'm walking in there, I remembered, oh, yeah, I left a load of laundry in there. But it shouldn't be. Usually it tries to restart itself if it's off balance like twice. And then it shuts off. Excuse me. That's one for me, y'all. Whole 7 years. That's one. Seven seasons. So I go in there. The washer is off. Like, no lights are on. Everything. And it's just going vroom, 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 vroom. Like, the pump is going, trying to pump out water. So I just open the lid. So I closed it. Usually, if you close it and open it repeatedly, it'll pause the wash cycle. Everything will shut off and you have to restart it. That didn't happen. It just kept going, trying to pump. So I unplug it. Wait a couple minutes. I plug it back in. About 45 seconds later, it starts pumping again. I'm like, this is trash. We're going to have to get us a new washer. So this morning, I left it unplugged, went back to this morning and plugged it back in, and it was doing the same thing. So I just went, I actually took it apart, checked out the motherboard and measured across all voltages and stuff across everything. I'm like, I'm not going to put in the work to replace this thing or repair it. So I just went and bought me a new washer today. It'll be here Saturday.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not happy about that. I am happy that I was able to just go get another washer, but that's annoying. That's the fourth washer we've had since we've been in California.
So is that what's got you feeling some type of way?
The thing that's got me feeling some type of way is the fact that we've already on our fourth washer. The third one in this house, technically, since we've been in this house since April of last year. The fourth one since we've been in California. That's what's got me in my feelings. But the blessing of that is, it's almost like complaining about the price of gas. But you're putting gas in your car, so stop complaining.
Yeah.
So
that's why I don't complain about gas. People like, you pay how much? I mean, like, I don't know.
My gas tank.
I don't even
My gas
know.
Tank, I think, got like a 33-gallon tank or something like that.
What's got me feeling some type of way. I could have did Tank Surprise, to be honest. What's got me feeling some type of way is that we are on the path of trying to potty train Amar. Because he's 2.5 years old. It's time. I do not want a 3-year-old in diapers.
Yeah, we was actually on the verge of getting him potty trained right before and a little bit during Angel's tour, but...
You were?
Yeah, that's why it was in his room.
I know. I put it up in his room. I didn't know that you.
Oh no, I had him using it like rarely. Like I would wake him up, go potty, he'd walk over and use it.
This boy, I had the pot is down here in my office, right? And I had tried a couple of times during the Christmas break to get him on the pot as soon as he woke up, and he'd be like, "Woman, I will kill you," right? So I was just like, "Whatever." Well, today I was like, I'm going to see about just leaving his diaper off. That's what we did with the twins. So I was like, let's see if it'll work. So I'm in here working on something, editing, and all of a sudden I can hear pee. I'm thinking the pee is hitting the floor because I forget that his potty's in here. This boy is standing up, peeing into the pot like he's a big boy. I mean, just hand on the wall, like he's resting on the wall with his hand and his head looking down into the pot. I was like, oh!
Like he just drunk a 6-pack.
I said, well, go ahead. You know, trying to congratulate him, get him hype. He's not really getting crunk with me. Because I'm like, I want you to want this feeling of, oh, mama's going to be crunk when I pee in the pot. He's just like, whatever. So I'm saying, we're going to leave him in his diaper. He then does it again. I don't hear the pee this time. I hear the toilet singing.
Yeah, it's one of those insane when it gets more.
Toilet paper. Right? I was like, oh. And I had just cleaned the pot before he had came in. And so excited, I go. And the reason why I cleaned the pot is because Lottie keeps going over to the bowl like she's about to drink the piss. So I was like, let me get the pee out. So he pees. It
eliminates a step right there.
Ew. He pees. And I go, I'm like, yay. I go to get the pot, pour the pee out, and rinse it out. That pisses Amar off. He's like, Maya, what you doing? Right? Talk to me all aggressive. And I was like, we put it in the pot. Give me a high five. He is not having it. He don't want no high fives. He don't want none of this. So I was like, whatever. He's still peeing in the toilet. Now, this is not what's got me feeling good. So y'all know this is going to take a turn. Amar then proceeds, while I am finishing up dyeing little Marcus's hair red, I don't hear any pee. Sai says, Mama, Amar is peeing. And I look. Amar is standing on our new teal, beautiful, like turquoise teal couches. And is peeing on the arm of the couch where he's standing. He's standing on the arm of the couch and he's peeing. He made a pool of piss on my beautiful couches. I had to hurry up, use the towel that little Marcus was using to try to keep the water from pouring in. I was like, give me the towel. Get the Saya mail and spray the couch down.
I said, did you spank him? She said, no, I yelled at him. Did you at least hurt his feelings?
Yes.
Good.
He didn't move nowhere for a while. He laid on the floor because I snatched him off of the couch.
Oh, this is him pouting.
He laid on the floor.
He does that collapse, just lays there.
No, he was laid on his stomach. As I cleaned up the piss.
Oh, he's such
again, Lottie was like, you want me to lick his, the little bit of piss that hit on the floor? You want me to lick that up? So he has on a diaper now. I just put it on him because he brought it to me. He was tired of having his cheeks out all day. I can't stand him sometimes. I love him all the time.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I can't stand him
sometimes. I know the feeling.
Yeah, so that's what's got me feeling some type of way is that my son is a goddaggone jerk.
Question, though.
But
did you expect anything less out of Amar? Are you surprised is my question, I guess, considering which child this is.
Yes, I actually am. Because the way he peed in that pot this morning was like a trucker, right? Who knows that they gotta make it either to the pit stop or pee in a cup. I didn't think he would see the couch as the cup. I expected maybe he'll pee in a container.
Yeah, I am surprised he peed on the couch. Nah, I'm surprised he peed on the arm of the couch. I'm not surprised he peed on the couch.
I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't. Now, what's got me feeling good is this Peloton that my husband got me. It was such an amazing... What are you doing?
Oh. I was like, I thought it was 15 minutes. Did she go over 11? Oh, maybe it's 10 minutes.
Marcus thought I was going into an ad.
And as I was writing, I was like, I didn't know we had Peloton as a sponsor. I don't remember.
Bless his heart.
You just seen me look at the time like,
yes,
oh, is
I
it
did.
10 minutes?
I was like, what is he
thought
doing?
I was 15. Then I was thinking, hold on, we started at 4 seconds. What? All right, Peloton, 43. I mean, 11:43.
Peloton ain't nowhere on on the goddamn.
Well, hit them up. Y'all tag Peloton, tell them hit us up.
Listen, they sponsors the business school. I mean, HGT, so hopefully they'll swing on over here. But anyways.
Plates! I know somebody going to say it.
What I was trying to say is, you know, I can't do my full workouts right now because I'm still recovering from my breast augmentation. So I called my doctor's office and I was like, yo, but can I do cycling? Can I work out on my Peloton? They were like, absolutely. I was so happy. The workouts be having me drenched from head to toe. I only do 20 minutes because I'm not trying to overdo it.
Yeah, that one day we both, well, you did 20. I think I did 25 or something like that. I was on my own bike, though.
I was drenched. So I am really excited about implementing it into my workout routine because usually I only do my treadmill. But it'll be a while before I feel comfortable running on my treadmill again. Eventually I will, but I'm going to... I mean, I'll walk up an incline.
It feels a lot better, man.
Oh, you put the oil? Oh, the belt.
Yeah.
So, just being able to have a way to stay active that doesn't interrupt my healing process makes me so happy. Thank you for that gift. It was such a great gift. Because at first I was not going to ask for it. I'm so glad that I did it. So glad that I did.
I'm glad you did, too. Because we always looking at each other crazy. Right before Christmas, like, you ain't told me what you, I don't know what I'm going to get you. We looking at each other crazy every year.
That's why his gifts were so whack. But, I'll tell them the one gift that, did we tell them the gift that fell through? I feel like we explained it to somebody. It had to have been them.
I don't think it was.
Was it the, I don't know who we told it to.
We'll tell them.
Well, let me tell you about our first sponsor, though. Audible. Boom. That's who Marcus must have thought I was talking about earlier. Now, Audible, y'all know, is like the world leading provider of spoken word entertainment. It's all in one place. We're talking about audiobooks. We're talking about podcast. You'll get stuff from like celebrity creators. You'll get things in different languages, memoirs. There are so many things to be able to get from Audible. Everyone should have it. As a member of Audible, you'll get 1 credit every month for any title in their entire premium selection. So that means you can get it from their bestsellers. You can get it from any of the new releases. And like if a celebrity that you love just came out with something, you're going to be able to get that too. You also get full access to their popular Plus catalog. And it has thousands and thousands of audiobook, original entertainment, guided fitness and meditation. Because I know a lot of people, it's the new year. We're trying to get ourselves in a better space mentally and physically. So being able to have that is dope. Sleep tracks for better rest and podcasts. And it includes ad-free versions of your favorite shows and exclusive series. So listen, you can always find the perfect title. You can always find what you're looking for whatever mood you're in. If you want something funny, serious, true crime, suspense, Audible is going to have it, okay? And new members can try Audible for 30 days on us, okay? You're going to be able to listen to everything you want to in one app, all right? With Audible, you can download titles and listen offline, anytime, anywhere. The app is free. The Audible app is free, and you can be installed on any smartphone or tablet. And with us, in our 30-day free trial, all you have to do is visit audible.com/argue.
Argue.
Or text argue.
Argue.
To 500-500. 500. Again, visit audible.com/argue.
Argue.
Or text argue.
Argue.
To 500. 500. Give them a try. Especially, I hear this Will Smith's book is amazing. Going over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear the audio is better than the actual paper.
They said this. We have a friend that was telling us about that book. And it's a full-on production, like
the audio.
Audio production. It's almost like you're watching a movie, dang near. Like,
so go ahead and get it.
They said it's out the hook.
Go ahead and get it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the type of person I am, I can't think of what audio book isn't better than reading.
Amen and amen.
That's just me, though.
Okay, they did say I talked about the car.
Yeah, the car.
I talked about, I feel like, yeah, I had to talk about all that stuff after Christmas, and then I was going to have Quinn redo your wardrobe, so it was me buying a ton of crap in places that I was just like, will he like this? But I did get some stuff that he did, like, reordered some things that are coming in, they already shipped, so hopefully they'll fit right. If not, you know I know how to return some stuff.
It'll be returned.
Okay, tell me what's got you feeling good.
Just kicking this year off. One thing in particular, I feel like I've talked about it the past 3 podcasts we've done, but working out again.
Mm-hmm.
Like working out consistently again, not having that feeling. How long was it? Almost been 2 years? Like a year and a half? Almost 2 years since I've been able to consistently work out after my back injury. And then I made sure I did the full recovery plus some.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I started working out again, I felt a little tweak in my back, and that's why I decided to go to physical therapy. I switched up doctors because my other one I feel like was trash. So he recommended physical therapy. He was like, we can eliminate this.
Did you say a little tweak?
The last one?
That was not a little tweak.
It wasn't nowhere near the...
It wasn't the catastrophe of the first time, but it was enough to put you on your back.
It was a 4.0 where the other one was like a 10. But anyway, so this doctor was like, no, we can give you... Why didn't you do physical therapy before? I'm like, he didn't prescribe it. He didn't even have me come back. But he was like, no, you can do physical therapy. We can eliminate this issue altogether. So like my second or third week in physical therapy, one of the therapists was like, have you been working out? I was like, nah, I've been trying to take it easy. He said, no, I need you to work out. He said, go ahead and work out. Show me the do's and don'ts. I was like, how hard you want me to work out? He said, do your thing. Work out. I was like, bet. But ever since I started working out, my back feels so much looser, feels so much better. I've been going ham in the gym. No, when I say no. Gym, in our garage. I'm going to work out as soon as we done filming this podcast.
And Marcus views his body like a lot of teenage girls.
I'm not happy with it. Taking that year and almost 2 years off, like especially my midsection, it's done some stuff I've never seen it do. I know I'm getting a little older, but I'm like, I ain't supposed to be shaped like this.
He talks about himself so bad.
I talk about her because she likes it. Like, you have trash taste if you think this is sexy. That's awesome.
I'm like, thank God that our boys don't really be listening to him talk about himself. And thank God we don't have no
body
daughter.
Shame myself.
He does. I am disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I just look terrible. He really be that dramatic. And I'd be like, oh, I like all of you. Yes, all of it.
Horrible taste. It's the same. Yeah, I don't care nobody listen to you.
It's the same what?
You blind with love.
This is the same one.
Stupidly blind with love. The same one that, I love your hair. Oh, don't cut your hair. I love it. There's nothing wrong with your hairline. Hush up. And then we was looking at pictures, a picture of me like probably 5-6 years ago, if not longer. And she's like, what's wrong with your hairline right here? Heifer, that's what I've been trying to tell your black ass. But I was, now you see it. It's like, why would you shave your hair off? I said, that's why I can't trust you. Because now you see it for what it is. So when she's talking about, ain't nothing wrong with your body. It ain't great listening to you.
I like your actual hair.
Anyhow.
I did. So I did like your
me
actual
working
hair.
Out, I feel like I said, I've said it like the past 3-4 episodes, but that's what's got me feeling great, great. On top of just kicking off this year, I'm excited about this year. I don't feel like I'm in the as much of a fish out of water as I was last year. At this point, I'm just with our career and everything we're doing. At this point, I'm like, just go, just do it. Just shut up and go do it. It don't matter if you do it right or wrong. Just do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your body, nice.
What's got you feeling good?
I already said both of mine.
Well, me too. I just added another one.
No, you didn't.
I did. The fact that I was able to go get the washer without any worries.
No, you can't keep shortchanging.
Ain't nobody shortchanging.
That was shortchanging.
God, you get on my nerves. Today's topic actually stems off of what got me feeling good. Physically, fitness, where you are and where you plan on getting this year.
TT 2022.
Down to the deadline. Like, at what point are you trying to reach a specific goal?
I'm not Let's putting myself on no goddamn deadline.
Smart. That's very smart.
Not.
When it comes to, I always say one thing, when it comes to fitness, getting into shape, living healthy, as soon as you set a deadline, deadline is like a finish line. What do you do when you cross the finish line? You stop. It's about life changes. That's what I always say. If you're going to do something healthy, make it a life change and not just, I'm going to do this until this date. If it's a healthy change, you know, some people go on these, what do they call it?
What?
Not fast.
Cleanse.
Yeah, they go on these cleanses. That's not healthy to maintain. But tell the people what TT 2022 is.
I don't know if my moderators want me to put out there what TT 2022.
Moderators, let us know. Shantae said no.
I don't know what she's saying no about.
Let us know, moderators. Is she allowed to put out what TT 2022 is?
But for me, I definitely am going to get this weight off. I'm told to be quiet. I'm definitely going to get the extra weight off that I am carrying because of, I got treatings that are I'm carrying. I had just gotten right almost close, not yet, to getting to my pre-baby weight with Amar when the pandemic hit. He was not even a year old when the pandemic hit. So I was working out. I was in a workout program, in a food program, that I wasn't doing as hard as I could have been, but I was losing the weight. Then the pandemic hit, and I was drinking a lot, okay? More so than eating. I was eating, but, like, the liquor was cheaper. And it was...
and I was liquor drinking, and gas went down.
Listen, I was drinking sugary drinks. I was drinking margaritas, sangria. You remember I had that gallon... That big old glass gallon of sangria?
That wasn't nothing new.
Yeah, but the pandemic, I finished that thing off.
Don't blame the Ponderosa on it.
Listen, no, I was drinking more than what I would normally drink. Typically, me and Marcus used to only have drinks on the weekend. I was like, it's the middle of the day. And it's 2 o'clock
Tuesday.
I am trapped in this house and they're shooting black people. I want a drink. So I put on more weight than I've ever carried before without there being a baby in my stomach. So then I started to lose weight again because that good old WW, right? Doing fantastic. Then I went on tour. And while I was working out on tour, which was great, and that's what I'll do to myself for that, eating in a way that was not detrimental to myself was difficult. We were in airports, and we were at clubs.
And she was with Kevin and Tahir.
And Josh.
And Josh.
Okay. So, club food. You got French fries, chicken wings, nachos. Because I'm not a salad girl like it. Like, the salad has to be really bougie for me to like it. I'm talking about really nice greens. It's got to be a very light type of salad dressing. I don't want to see no ranch on none of my salads.
Eat it like one of those salads make you want to eat it the way Tori used to eat her salads and still does. She would dip her fork slightly into the dressing and then stab the leaves of whatever salad it was and then eat it like it.
Like that. No, I like a nice light vinaigrette. I'm not talking about no balsamic where it's all gooey. I like it almost to be spritzed with oil and vinegar and a seasoning. Anyways, that's not the type of salads they serve at comedy clubs. So
you're nice bird. Croutons.
Yes, and somebody mentioned the food show as well. We were going to restaurants, black-owned restaurants. And unfortunately, a lot of black-owned restaurants are not known. A lot of restaurants in general are not known for all these beautiful, healthy options. So whatever weight I had lost during my WW time just went out the window. But now I'm back on.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, found a way I can work out until I have sometime, I think, until mid-February before I can go back to working out fully.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, between time, I'm guzzling water.
So are you going to monitor? That's the other thing I started doing. I wanted to start picking back up on is drinking a lot of water. But are you going to, are you going to monitor where you at and make adjustments as you need to before you start working out?
Nope. What you mean?
Like, are you going to weigh yourself and like, all right, I'm going to do a little more biking today, or are you just going
to... I'm not going to weigh myself.
Weight really don't matter.
Yeah, I'm not going to weigh myself. One, I don't even know what my center is anymore because I added weight to my body non-fat wise. So I don't even
145 cc's.
I don't know. No, truly, I don't know what that is. I'm going to monitor myself via how my clothes are fitting.
Mm-hmm.
How I feel about myself when I look at myself in the mirror, even though I don't be feeling terrible, but I do look at myself in the mirror and be like, oh, if you could just boop, boop, boop. I love myself the way I am, but I will monitor myself by looking at myself in the mirror and how my clothes fit. I'm not going to be measuring.
Yeah. I saw I don't know if she's a physical fitness person or a trainer. She was like cut. She was almost Diesel, but she was saying how she wishes women would start ignoring their weight and just pay attention to their workout.
Right.
Because like if you put on more muscle, as soon as you lean out, you're going to weigh a little more because muscle is heavier. And it's like stop paying, ignore the scale and just work out and get your body looking the way you want it to look.
One thing that I know is going to help with my weight loss journey is my food intake. And every plate has me locked and loaded. Listen, as we've entered the new year, a lot of us have made all these resolutions, especially about not spending all this money on takeout. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, we got you. They're like, come on, give yourself and your wallet a break. Every plate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from grocery store ingredients, making it easy to save money, okay? I know one of the things that I love about Every Plate is that the meals come together in about 30 minutes, okay? Yeah. You're able to get all the ingredients you need from the...
Fresh ingredients.
From the little box that they send you. At most, you need like... to add to certain meals, salt, pepper, and maybe some oil. They really don't require you to have much. I mean, you need to have a working stove, mm-hmm. maybe an oven. But that's about all you got to bring to the plate because every plate brings everything else. And they are really well put together meals. They have 17 recipes that change every week that you get to choose from. And you can swap proteins, vegetables, things to your liking. Because, for instance, we don't eat pork or beef in our family. So if they have something that's like meatballs, I can be like, let's make it turkey meatballs instead of beef meatballs. Mm-hmm. So that makes it so that regardless of your lifestyle, you can kind of, you can find something that you like with every plate. I absolutely love being able to cook with my kids with it because they're able to participate because of the pictures, especially mm-hmm. my kids that can't read. So if I need carrots, if I need the onions, if I need the potatoes, they go into, they look at the menu that I've chosen and they go and look at the pictures and they grab all the stuff out of the refrigerator for me. So I'm able to cook it up quick with their help.
Right up.
All right, so this is what we want you to do. Try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179. ARGUE179.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
One more time. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79.
ARGUE179.
Per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
That's up to $104 value. Come on, Every Plate. Every Plate, America's best value meal kit.
ARGUE179.
And we thank you. And we thank Every Plate for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Every Plate.
So, yeah, I'm not weighing myself, so I won't know how much I weigh.
Yeah, with me, I kicked back up my water intake. I was up to, at one point, I was up to 1.5 gallons of water a day. Oh, a lot of people be like, dang, that's a lot of water. But when they, you go by that scale of how many ounces you're supposed to have compared to your body weight, I was still wasn't drinking enough water. But I'm like, I don't feel like that's accurate because that's a whole lot of water.
Yeah, I think that's just, it makes it easy for people to think about it.
But. Yeah, but but it was, honestly, when I had my 9-to-5, it was easier to drink a lot of water.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would take my gallon jug and I was keeping, it's got the times on it of, you know, where you should be at what part of the day. And I was always up and at work way before that time started. So that's how I was able to drink so much water. And then I drank it throughout the day, fill it up again when I got home and try to get it halfway down. But anyway, working for myself now at the house is a little harder, but I do find it easier to have bottles of water. And we've been getting cases.
Like
the next time I go, I'm going to have to fill my truck up with cases of water.
Now it sucks because this, you know, we be trying to be environmentally
friendly. We do. We recycle everything.
But, I mean, it has been easier.
Yeah, it has because I filled up my jug a couple of times. And at the end of the day, it's like a quarter of the way down because I don't want to carry that thing around.
Right.
Like when I was at work, it was set on my desk right there by my computer. And I'd just be sitting there working. It's like I'm looking at it. So it's easy to open it every 30 minutes and guzzle a bunch of water. But anyway, water is important. Stay hydrated. But the other thing, what?
Stay hydrated.
I remember somebody, I don't know, it was a picture that I posted. My face was real close. People were like, what's your skincare regimen? I was like, I just drink water.
You about to get a facial with me, though.
I'm going to get a facial with Angel. I don't know nothing about no facial.
I think you're going to love it.
Do they do face massages?
I don't
Every little beauty thing Angel be trying to do, I'm like, do they have a massage version of it? Like, get a pedicure. That's with your feet, right? Yeah. Do they do just foot massages? Because I'm game.
He's such a mess.
But nah, so with me, I, it was at one point in time I was going to this doctor. They prescribed me a bunch, they was giving me a bunch of vitamins, and those made me lose a whole lot of weight. But that was a combination of depression, doing that, drinking water, and I changed up my diet. So I dropped a whole bunch of weight. A lot of people that knew me was like, Marcus looks sick. like that boy done lost too much weight. But I do want to do a cleanse. I've never done a cleanse before.
Ooh, get ready.
I already know. I heard.
Get ready.
But I
want
to do that because, you know, all the toxins and stuff in your body, I've never done it. There ain't no telling what I need to get out of my body.
I love how you hit toxins so
hard.
Yeah,
hit toxins. Just like you said, TikTok.
It's a TikTok.
But I don't want to do a cleanse. But also, the way I work out has changed drastically with my age. Mm-hmm. Used to go real heavy. Like squatting and stuff. I don't need to be squatting no goddamn 425 and 430 no more. Like bring it down two plates, maybe two, maybe three plates
most. What weight are you trying to squat?
I can squat three plates. That's 315. Is it three? Yeah, 315. That ain't that much.
Marcus, it is. I'm saying that.
I'm 250. Well, I was 315. That's like my body weight plus a little more.
Marcus.
That's not a lot of weight to be squatting.
Yes. When you can when people can still get a full blown workout with no weights in squatting.
Okay. Adding, I'm not them.
But to say that 315 is not a lot.
If I'm squatting 315, 12 to 15 reps, then it's not a lot. How about that? I'm not struggling at 315.
It's not about you struggling.
All right. Anyhow, back to me. You said enough. But no, so I've changed up my workout to where I do like reps. I'm not trying to bulk up no more. I'm just getting a good burn, repping everything out. Because, like I said, I have no need to be squatting all that weight and pressing all that weight and trying to bulk up. Like my brother, who is the size of a refrigerator. He's hard to the touch. He feels like a freaking massive cinder block. He now has arthritis all over his body, like in his back. I didn't even know you could get arthritis in your back.
He got arthritis?
He's got arthritis in his back.
When did this happen? Why am I finding this out on the podcast?
He's had it for a while now.
What does that mean?
Just from working out so much. Like the doctor told him, like, you know, my brother, he could bench like rep like 500 pounds, like just rep it. Like I went to work out with them one time. The amount of weight that they was throwing up, like squatting and benching and all that was insane. But he looks like he lifts a lot of weight too. But like even him, it's hard once you get there to dial it back. Like just say like it's even hard for me. Like when I'm benching, it's like, let me add on a little more weight. No, don't add on no more weight because you know you can and it feels good, honestly. It's almost like a drug.
I think that's really what it is.
It is. It's like a drug. Like actually, that's what I've always liked about like working out. It's like it gets addictive after a while. It's like if I don't get in the gym, something don't feel right. If I don't work out, something don't feel right. In my opinion, it's probably one of the best drugs you could possibly be. But like I know people like my brother that's been in that situation before, they wouldn't change any of it. It's like if this is a repercussion of working out this hard for so long, they'd rather be there than to have the polar opposite issues of not working out.
Yeah. I really think it's addictive because anybody else, I think, that would have been in the amount of pain that you were in when you hurt yourself the one time that was bad. And then anybody in the pain that you were in when you had your, what did you call it? A pinch? What did you say that this last time was?
I tweaked my back. All right. I hurt my back again.
I was trying to use the term you used.
Yeah, but you did. I see how you're doing it.
No, I'm not.
Don't patronize
me. I think would be like, I'm scaling the weight all the way back. All the way back. Still going to make sure I get a good sweat, but I'm not going to add any extra weight or strain to my back in that way. I think the reason why you're like three plates is because you are addicted to how can I crush what everybody else or what I know my body can do.
That's part of working out. You hit your limit and you go past it. Otherwise, you don't improve.
But you can always approach it from a different way.
I am now. I said I'm doing more reps.
Even in a different way than that, that's all I'm saying.
Whatever, Angel.
Why are you getting frustrated with me?
I'm getting frustrated with you.
You just hit me with a whatever.
Yeah. You have to hit you with whatevers.
Why?
Because. So.
He's so rude.
Tell me how I'm supposed to do.
I didn't tell you. I just said that people can hit it at a...
Yeah, you're right. People can. I, however...
I know you're not. I am making the observation of, oh, yes, it is addictive.
But you know what? And back when I did hurt my back really bad, that was after taking a really long break and going back to working out. Like, that was when I lost all of that weight, lost a lot of muscle mass, and I went back to work out, and I was like this first or second week. And actually, I was going really light, and that's when I hurt it. But like I've explained before,
well, it's really light.
I was doing deadlifts, and I think I was doing the bar and maybe 25s, which the kids weigh more than that.
What were you doing for deadlifts? You're saying you were just doing 25s?
On the bar, yeah.
Okay.
With the chiropractor, the doctor, everybody said when I hurt my back is not when my back was injured. My back was injured years prior to that, and that was the final thing that took it over the edge. Yep. The way that, and I've explained here many times, I'll say it again for anybody here for the first time, the way they explained it is the game Jenga. They said it's on your back over the years without getting adjustments and getting it taken care of. Over the years, is like a Jenga set, like the game Jenga. And over the years, you're constantly just taking blocks out. Your spine is those blocks, and they're just constantly moving out. And then you do something real small, something real simple, and that's what makes it go. So after all those years of not getting, I've never been to the chiropractor before that point. All those years of doing everything that I did, it was going to go out regardless. So it is what it is.
You know, for me, the thing that's most important to me as far as in my health and fitness for this year is not hurting myself. Mm-hmm. Literally. I know that I am now at the age, even though I am at, even with the extra weight, I am in extremely good health. Like, praise God, I have never had any like serious, like, yeah, I might do something, be like, ooh, my knee. Like this year on tour, not this year, 2021 on tour, I've been working out and I've been going past parallel with my squats. Because of the person I was working out with suggesting it, my trainer. And so it really did something to my knees. I have never had old people knees. So like when people are like, Angel, ooh, you gonna hurt your knees trying to do this or that? I'm like, I actually got good knees. Now my thighs, they might be fatigued because I ain't worked them out, but my knees are good. So I was getting really frustrated that I wasn't able to, like, you know, I usually twerk at the beginning of my sets and I usually drop it down multiple times hard, blop, blop, right? But my knees were like, I will bust up out of this skin. You keep doing this. I was like, is this what people be talking about when they say bad knees? Now I'm back to normal. I'm able to, if I needed to, I could go, right? But just the thought of having my body restricted from the things that I wanted to do really does bother me. So I don't want to do anything in my weight, health, and fitness journey. That's what I'm going to say. I don't want anything in my health and fitness journey to damage me in a way that I can't do what I want to do. Because
yeah.
I recognize I'm about to be 42 this year. That is not a spring chicken. I am definitely a summer hen. And I'm okay with that because I'm still cute. But I don't want to be limping.
Yeah.
I don't want to be talking about, ooh, my back. Oh, my up.
Yeah, my knees because I'm taller. After I hit my growth spurt, I've always had knee pains here and there. It's never been anything to slow me down other than when I had an injury in track. But did I do it in track or basketball? No, that was track. But I've learned to, now I don't grit through pain anymore.
Uh-huh.
I, you know, babysit it and make sure I ain't hurting it even more. But that's one thing that age has changed, is paying attention to my body and not ignoring like pains and not repeating exercises and stuff. Because when I was younger, it was like, I just grit through it and eventually it stopped hurting. And eventually it did, but it ain't no telling what that ended up doing in the long run.
And listen, there's a lot of things I won't ignore. And one of them is subscriptions that I don't want taking money up out of my account. Don't you hate that? You look at your bill and you like, what? What is this? Not your bill, your bank account. And you like, wait a minute, who been taken from out of here? Who, what? Truebill, our sponsor for today's podcast. They're like, listen, boo, we got you. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your account and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Listen, ain't nothing better than getting them things, especially I told y'all about them stupid holiday cards where you get to be an elf. They've been taking $10 from me every month.
Are you serious?
Yes, since like 2016. I forgot about that. 16. We had Cali and Supreme both. They were both still in good health when I first signed up with them. It's canceled. Come on. That's what it makes you want to do. Yeah, let's cancel. Man, that's going to be.
They ain't got all kinds of cash from you.
Oh, yes. There's so much money. That was thanks to Truebill, because I was over here. That was $120 a year they got from me since 2016. We had 2020. So for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
That's $600.
Yeah.
Could have did a lot with that.
You could have.
Truebill has helped over 2 million users and helped them save over $100 million. Okay? Truebill Concierge is there if you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so that you don't have to. This is what we want you to do. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to give you a testimonial before I tell you what I want you to do. Jennifer B. Says with their help, their family saved $587 that year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really don't understand how Truebill could help me until we decided to save for a very large home purchase. That's a lot. $587 is a lot. We're buying a new microwave. Them things are not cheap. Nah. You could put that thing towards that. So this is what we want you to do. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Go right now. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Oh my goodness, today. I'm glad. I'm happy about that Truebill.
Are you?
Yes.
You should be.
Because they be pissing me off. Yeah, so babying injuries and stuff. Yeah, I just want to be nice to my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because your girl is going to be out here in these streets come summer. Regardless of where my body is. Regardless. And I tried to forewarn Marcus. He's the one planning our anniversary trip. I said, now, sir. If I look the way I envision myself by July 14th, no, I'm acting out in these streets.
We're going to Northern Canada.
That's fine. Northern Canada going to get these cheeks.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to get this clavage.
And you're going to get pneumonia.
That's all right. I'll be the finest sickly person uh-huh. they've ever seen. They're going to be like, ooh. Like,
let's check, make sure this ain't a variant.
Who's this girl shivering over here? Thank you. She's so sexy. I know. Sexy and sick. Yes, I am going to be. Marcus complained about me at our honeymoon.
I should have seen this.
Because I got a cute little thong bikini set. And I wore it underneath this little skirt. We went scuba diving.
We went hiking.
That's not technically. Where I
we were on.
That is not. The excursion, I wore a brown anyway, strapless little dress. We went with scuba diving out. Went scuba diving out in the middle of the ocean. I had on my pink, hot pink thong bikini with a short little white skirt. Little itty bitty short little like kind of tennis skirt. And when I got in the water, of course I didn't wear the tennis skirt, and Marcus was trying to complain.
She's floating on top of the water with these damn cheeks slapping around in the ocean. There's people out there, they got on hiking sandals.
That's stupid.
And people had on shorts.
Hiking. We were going scuba diving.
And this was not like, oh, we walking out to the beach. Oh, let's go scuba. No, we had to take this boat out. With these dudes that we don't know, our lives is in their hands, and she out there just cheeks slapping around in the waves, floating on top of the water.
The cheeks were beautiful, weren't they? Weren't they? Glistening. Mm-hmm. Oh, they weren't?
I said, yeah.
You just said it reluctantly.
But I said it.
But the cute.
Anyway.
Let me tell you what these cheeks are going to do this time.
I'm going nowhere near no water.
We ain't got to, is what you're not realizing. We ain't got to be near no water.
Right here on the street. The neighbors just looking at them cheeks.
Hey! They're going to be like, you look great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Be upstairs watch TV. You enjoying yourself? That's what I'm going to say to you. Go on out there in the spa.
Why you trying to hold me back? Why don't you want me stunting?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Why don't you want me stunting?
You can stunt. You can stunt right there in the backyard. You and the Yodies.
Marcus is a hater, dude.
Yeah.
You won't be trying to be all shirtless once you get your body right.
Don't let me get it right.
Okay, so listen.
You act the fool now. Let me feel good about myself and see what happens.
What's going to happen?
Hey.
What's the A?
Me dick printing up the streets. Shirtless. I don't need the six pack. I just need the six pack residue and need my V back. That's all I need.
You're going to be out here with the gray sweatpants white. On. No, oh, white sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
No draws.
None. I'm on slow jog everywhere I go. Do more like, hopping than jog.
That's going to be me.
Yeah, all right.
I'll be like, do it again so I can get it for TikTok.
If I look like anything past, I might be going outside to cut the grass. Who you getting cute for?
No, because I'm going to be right there with you. Hold on, babe. Let me get my purse. Huh?
Anyway.
I know, but I'm going to go with you. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to FaceTime you from wherever I'm at.
Don't worry.
What are you doing over here at Macy's?
That big.
Big print. Shirtless.
That business phone got a tracker on it, so I'll be.
I'm
gonna
let you know where I'm at.
No, before I'm gonna already be there.
Oh, all right. You gonna be where the phone is? I got two.
That's all right. All right, now I'll be able to get you. Don't worry. I'll be there.
Anyhow.
Cheeks.
So, back to this fitness thing. I do have goals by my birthday, which is in what, 2 weeks?
What you hitting by your birthday?
You'll see. Don't worry about it. No, my main goal is. My main goal is because I do a lot. I do either fat burning or some type of cardio or whatever. I try to do that daily, or I still get my body breaks. But the main goal for my working out is just being healthy. Like I ain't got a specific look I'm trying to get to. It's mainly I'm just trying to be healthy. Simple as that. But on the journey getting there, I might as well go ahead and look like I want to look.
So by your birthday. You're saying you just want to see what?
I don't know. We'll see.
You said you had a goal. So
I do have a goal. I'm going to keep it to myself in there. That's how I do things.
Why'd you bring it up? I got a goal. I don't want y'all to
know. Then I already forgot about it because I changed the subject. You brought it back up.
Because you didn't tell me that you weren't trying to talk about the goal. All
right. A lot of goals I don't be trying to talk about. You just want to talk about them.
But you brought it up.
Jesus. And then I switched it. You brought it back up.
Because I didn't know how you were trying to divert.
So you have no deadlines or no goals other than just.
Just do better.
Just do better.
Do better. Every day is a new day.
We eating better in the house, like we already said. Angel, I told Angel, don't bring no more sweets up in his house. Because they're going to get ate.
Don't request none either.
I won't. I mean, my birthday is different, but.
No, I don't have anything unhealthy on the menu for your birthday.
Okay, I'm talking about I'm getting unhealthy stuff.
No.
Go to my one restaurant, get that muffin. Danny's making me a raspberry, no, what's it called? Red velvet cake.
I'll let her know now.
Oh, soon. My goodness. No, she going to make it.
It's the red velvet pound cake.
Her red velvet pound cake, y'all. Where was we at?
Kev's house.
And
it wasn't New Year's.
She had made, it wasn't New Year. Whenever it was, she had made this cake, and it was done. And wasn't nobody paying it no attention. And I'm looking at it, and finally, I said, so you made it? She's like, yeah. I'm like, she's like, I'm just waiting on somebody to cut. She didn't even get cut it out. I said, I'm going to cut it. I cut myself the biggest slice of that thing, and it was so moist.
It was. He ate about a quarter of that cake by himself.
Because, you know, Kevin and him don't eat. Kevin don't eat. He don't eat that much.
He eats.
He eats more than Melissa. Melissa don't eat. Kevin eats. He probably eats as much as like a small teenager. He don't eat a lot. I've seen his meals. I'm like, that's all you going to eat? Where you getting this weight from?
He's trying to pull it in.
But even when he ain't caring, he don't eat that much. But they was taking too long. I was on my third or fourth slice before anybody else got their first.
They weren't taking too long. You were just being a...
Being me.
What is that? Not a glutton.
Somebody got to do it.
No. But yeah, I just want to do better. I don't want to put that pressure on myself. For why? Listen, I got good blood pressure. I got good blood sugar. I can get this body fat percentage could come down, definitely. My hormones are doing great. My periods are regular, like clockwork. I'm not going to sit here and try to punish myself because I don't fit the ideal. It's not that I see weight loss, fitness, or anything as a punishment, but I feel like putting certain like stipulations on when I have to hit something can feel like a punishment if I don't hit it. Now, listen, let me book a series regular and they say, hey, we need you down 10. I'm going to punish myself and I'm going to get there. But being that that's not the case and there ain't no role I can think of that would need me to be 10 pounds lighter than what I am right now, I'm going to take my time. But I am going to make sure I shed down some because I could be carrying less weight and I should.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm tired of that life. I've lived that life.
I mean, it is healthy to carry less weight anyway. But.
I have lived that life. See, it's a little different. You've always been thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And at the most, you wanted to pick up weight. And you did that. You focused on it when you first moved out here. And you did it. Boom. Since I was a young girl, weight and weight loss have been a huge part of my life. Almost, listen, if my father was as much a part of my life as weight loss, we'd be best friends or enemies for real. But you know, being this age, being 42, I am definitely at a place where I'm just like, yes, do I want to do what's best for me? Absolutely. But am I about to try to make something a problem that is not a problem? No. And I feel like the world can sometimes make you feel like...
Oh, yeah. No, because, there's definitely standards, all these false standards that people try to have on what the ideal body is. And, I mean, even your career, Hollywood is the main, producers of that.
Right.
This, everybody needing to be look a certain way, even with all the, you know, one thing I hate when they put in these movies, that's body shaming. I can't say it.
Nope, you're not going to either. So, listen.
The unrealistic expectation of someone of certain sizes being able to do certain things. I was like, really? No. That person is not knocking that person out with a punch in the face.
I am going to do like Amar says, and I'm going to get gone, get gone, get gone. and do what I feel like I want to do. I enjoy working out, and I do enjoy eating healthy things. So the two combined, my body will get to where it wants to go.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm back to the point of the mental need to work out and enjoying working out and being able to do it. Because for me, there's nothing... there's very few things more frustrating than wanting to work out and not being able to.
Yeah.
That's like misery for me.
I could tell. Marcus is in way better a mood. That's why I was kissing him, because I figured that was better than him talking. Marcus is in way better of a mood now that he's able to work out.
Yes. I feel better being able to work out.
So tell us what your fitness goals are, and if you have a deadline for yourself. I ain't knocking you if you do, because some people work great on deadlines. I typically do. I'm just not going to do it for this. Tell us what it is if you're watching this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV in the comments. Again, join our Patreon. Watch this live. If you were a part of our Patreon, you would have been able to be a part of a really great vision board party that we had this week, okay? And more things will be coming down the pipeline. So go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book, and Tank Don't Talk. Follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms, except for Twitter. It's Angel the Actress. This baby is singing everything. Check out our sponsors. They are Audible, Every Plate, and True Bill.
Absolutely.
Make sure you use our URLs and promo codes so they know that we sent you that way. And until next week, because we might be in a different spot next week. I don't know.
We were supposed to be there this week. We thought we were going to be.